Wow, yeah, I mean, that's just crazy that they're packed up and shipped overseas. You know, my family's from Pennsylvania, the Pittsburgh, Erie area, and they talk about the glory days of the 70s when manufacturing was at its peak, and, you know, just from high school, you just walked into a really good job and whatnot. Yeah, it sounds crazy now in this day of age.
The mills, yep, they would go beyond iron there. Matter of fact, the coil stock, some of our older coil stock was remnants from that day and age, and then we would decoil it and stamp it into parts, but they had roll mills down there. That place, everybody talks about how polluted it was, but, you know, some of the older stuff, older equipment, they didn't, like I said, they didn't, our country never invested into stack scrubbers and things like that to clean up emissions. They just quit. They damped them down. The government closed them down, and you know, they put it on, you know, it's pollution. Well, you're gonna send all this money to these other countries. Why not invest here to clean up the stack, the flue gases, you know?